Hare Krishna. Suppression leads to complication, not rectification. Suppose someone has got a cough and that person feels that, oh, the way I should deal with this cough is just suppress it. So whenever the person feels like coughing, grits the will and uses all the energy and refuses to cough, the cough to come out. Now, first of all, it is very difficult to suppress the cough constantly, repeatedly. The cough will be so forceful that eventually it will come out. And even if somebody suppresses the cough, that suppression will not lead to rectification. The cough will not go away. Rather, it will lead only to complication. Because there is something wrong inside the body, and the wrongness within is being conveyed to us through the cough. Certainly the cough is uncomfortable, but the body is telling, body is making us uncomfortable by and making us cough to convey to us that there is something wrong inside and that wrong should be cured. So, the way to deal with the cough is not suppression, because suppression will lead to complication. That suppressing the cough inside will aggravate the disease and it will increase the pain, that increase the suffering. Instead, if we are to get rectification, what we need is to take a proper medicine. So when we take the proper medicine, we follow the proper prescriptions and proscriptions. Prescription in terms of what all are the medicines that we are supposed to take, and proscriptions in terms of what all are the things that we should avoid. When we do these, then gradually we will become cured. So the same principle applies to our existence in the material world. When we are in the material world, we often come up with irritations and frustrations and tribulations. So, irritations means that we are trying to do something and this problem comes up, that problem comes up. Frustration means what we are trying to achieve, that it's we are unable to achieve that. We come to a dead end and we are very disappointed by that. And tribulation refers to big calamities coming in our life. So like that, there are irritations, frustrations, tribulations that trouble us in life. And we may think, oh, the solution is just, I'll just renounce the world. I'll renounce the world, and that way, when we understand philosophy preliminarily, we understand that actually it is my desires which are entangling me in this world. And therefore, if I just get out of this world, this world is a place of entanglement and I need to come out of it. So if I just come out, get out, renounce the world, go to a forest, then I will stay free from temptation and illusion and I'll move towards liberation. But it doesn't work like this. Krishna warns in the Bhagavad Gita, in 3.4, Nakarmana manarambha nishkarmyam purushoshnute nichasanyasana deva siddhim samadhigachate. So he says, na karmanam anarambhan. Karmanam, activity, anarambhan. Not starting karma. He says, naishkarmyam purushoshnute. That not starting activity does not lead to naishkarmya, freedom from karmic implication. No, it doesn't lead to that. Naishkarmyam purushoshnute. Nacha sanyasana deva. Nor does just taking sanyas, siddhim samadhi gachati, lead to siddhi, lead to liberation. It doesn't happen this way, Krishna says. Why is that? Because actually we need to move onwards. We need to move upwards. We need to cure our disease. So just renouncing the world is like suppressing the cough. The cough is coming because there is a disease inside the body. Similarly, we get agitated, we get problems in the material world because there are material desires internally. And just withdrawing from the material world, just taking sannyas, it only removes the external factors by which suffering comes upon us. It does not remove the internal causes of the suffering. And quite often, people who renounce externally without being renounced internally, they end up becoming hypocritical because they end up seeking worldly pleasures, and while seeking worldly pleasures, because they have renounced the world. So they cannot dharmically seek those pleasures. So they often fall to adharma. They fall to sin. And Krishna talks about such a hypocrisy 2 verses later. When he says, karma indriyani sanyamya yasate manasasmaran indriyathan vimudhatma mithyacharasa uchyate. Mithyacharasa uchyate. Such people are mithyacharis who actually engage in sense gratification, contemplate the sense objects and engage in those sense objects while being in the renounced order. So that's like a person pretending to be healthy while having a cough. Why pretend? Actually take the treatment and become cured. So same way, what we need to do is not just renounce the world, but connect ourselves with the process of curing, with the process of purification, process of rectification. That process is the process of Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga doesn't ask us to renounce the world. Rather, Bhakti directs us towards engaging in the world and using the world in Krishna's service. So whatever abilities we have, whatever resources we have, we use them in the service of Krishna. Rather than renouncing everything, we recognize that what I have is a gift of Krishna and it is meant to be used in Krishna's service. And then the spirit, when we act in this world, then far from getting entangled in this world, rather we become engaged in Krishna and we become elevated towards Krishna. Just as there is a proper process of prescription and proscription while taking medicines for curing cough, similarly there is a process of prescription and proscription in bhakti. And just as the cough cannot be cured merely by separation, similarly our attachments and our entanglement in this world cannot be removed merely by renunciation. Rather, what we need is follow devotional prescriptions and proscriptions by which we'll become purified and eventually we'll become liberated. Thank you. Hare Krishna.